Welcome back to the Steve Gruber Show, the morning walkout for your mind. Here's Steve.
I'm telling you, the things that we tolerate today, the things that we sit idly by and just say, I don't want to get in the mix of this. I'm going to keep my mouth shut. The things that you allow and tolerate today will be embraced by generations that follow. The things that we tolerate today will be embraced by generations that follow. That's why it is so important that we stand up and speak out about socialism and fight back. There is a battle on. There is a war that has begun now for the heart and soul of this country. I've said for some time now that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is the most dangerous person in America. And I say that because she is ignorant, not well-read, doesn't understand finance, and has millions of people that hang on her every word that would follow her right over the cliff. My next guest, Grover Norquist from Americans for Tax Reform. Grover, welcome back.
Good to be with you.
So where am I wrong?
Well, it's interesting that Cortez, who's proposed all sorts of rather dramatic increases, although when you get to the paying for it question of all of this spending and government control, it's really a massive increase in government control. And I don't know it's completely fair to allow her to describe herself as a socialist, which means government ownership of the means of production, in like own the factories, own the farms, like the Soviet Union. Actually, most of what she proposes is more like fascism, where or national socialism, where the government allows you to own it, but they just tell you what to do with it. You know, you can have a car, but we'll tell you what kind of car it is. You'll tell you when you can drive it. We'll tell you how much it costs. You can have a factory and do things, but you can only make things that we agree to.
I have no doubt that's on the way. I think that's a great example you used, Grover, and here's why. Autonomous vehicles are the big rage in some places right now. Well, make no mistake, autonomous vehicles that can drive you around can also not drive you around. Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Gruber, you've gone to the store twice this week. You need to plan better next week. No more trips to the store. I'm sorry, Mr. Gruber, a Sunday drive, that's not authorized, and that creates climate change. That's not authorized. I mean, that's pretty obvious extension of how you would control travel and migration even inside the country, isn't it?
Yes, and this is where the high-speed trains, try and get some sense of where the left in America, the people who want more government control, who want us to look more like Europe, some like France, yeah, some like East Germany, but like Europe, not like the United States. What's the thing with light rail and railroads? Well, if you only have railroads, like, say, the Soviet Union did, they didn't have highways that took you all sorts of different places. It's pretty easy to control everybody's
correct
and to control their behavior and where you, not even where you're allowed to live, but where you can live. If you have to be within walking distance or of a train station, of a metro, you've got to be put up in buildings in the middle of cities. You can't have suburbs.
Well, that's part of the great socialist vision. That's part of the great socialist vision, is to push everybody out of the country, protect Mother Earth, of course. The only people that need to be in the countryside would be people that are working in agriculture. Nobody else needs to be there because you're destroying the planet. Push them into high-rise apartment complexes, just like you see in the Soviet Union, same sort of thing. Push them all to the cities, and then you can control them better because you can control the heat, the water, the food supply, everything, in fact. You control everything in concentrated areas. And the countryside, no. Nebraska and Montana will run a fence around those places. You don't need to be there.
Yeah, but they don't do it because environment. The environment was invented as the threat of overpopulation was invented as a cause, as a crisis, in order to have an excuse for increased control over people's lives. They don't care when the whole forests burn down because they don't allow people to, president said rake, that's not the word, but when you clean out the underbrush, then fires don't become raging forest fires that take whole square miles. The left doesn't care. There's fascinating numbers about the big fire they had in California put as much carbon in the air as, you know, several years of other stuff.
Right, but they'll tell you that it's, yeah, but those forest fires are the fault of global warming, which is nonsense. Forest fires have raged for millennia, and they will continue to rage. It's called fuel. When dead trees fall over and sit on the forest floor, lightning will start them on fire, something. And then you have big forest fires. When there's a lot of fuel, there's a lot of things to burn, and that's what happens. But Karl Marx talked about the environment. It's one of his cornerstones as well. It's nothing new.
Okay, well, it's this idea that you want control. They had this, Engels had this weird view that everybody on farms just played and wrote poetry all day. The reason people moved from farms into factory workers was less work.
Yeah.
A less tough life. It is a hard life. Now, with electricity and heating and air conditioning and farm equipment, it's a lot easier to be a farmer than it was 100 years ago, and you can be much more successful and much more financially
Here's
successful.
Here's the question. What do we do? I mean, this Green New Deal is out there. I believe if we don't fight back, you know, steadfastly and hold our ground, they will overtake us, because there's massive amounts of ignorance out there. We've not educated people well. What do we do? I'll let you have the final word on this, but what do we do to fight back?
We just let everybody hear what they said. A third of the American people have never heard of the new Green Deal, okay, the Green New Deal. Only 9% say they're following it intensely. So one of the reasons there's been a pushback on how crazy and big government and expensive would be, but not as big as you might think, is that the establishment press works very hard to not tell you what's in the plan. They are going to try and bury that, not make it go away in the sense of repudiate it. I mean, bury it that way. I mean, bury it and ignore it. They do not want you to know the plans.
Of course
they
not.
Have
Can't tell you the truth. And
that deal, yeah.
And you'll fight back. Grover Norquist, Americans for Tax Reform. Look forward to seeing you at CPAC here in the next few days, Grover. Until then, keep doing what you do. We appreciate it.
We'll get there.
There he is. Great American, Grover Norquist on the Steve Gruber Show. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Rent is up. Salaries are up. Supplies are up.
Owning a business means owing bills. But DTE Energy is committed to helping your business thrive. DTE offers rebates, tools, and tips to help you save energy and money. We even have experts who conduct free business energy consultations to show you where to save.
Hey, my energy bill went down 10%.
Visit dteenergy.com/save now to learn more. DTE Energy. Know your own power. DTE Energy is committed to helping Michigan businesses. So we perform over 1,800 free on-site business energy consultations each year and offer rebates and incentives on upgrades to energy-efficient equipment. In fact, we help them save over $40 million every year, because more businesses saving money means more businesses making money. DTE Energy. Know your own power.